Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Over the years, I've had occasion to chat with Cheryl Nietzsche many times, and she's been kind enough to come on the show. We've talked about a variety of issues, a lot of them involving the parole board. And her story is one that I don't want anyone to ever forget. Someone kills his wife, his sister-in-law, his best friend, escapes, tries to kill Hanover County Deputy Sheriff Bubba Warsham, and then tries to kill Richmond Police Officer Cheryl Nietzsche. 37 years ago. I want to make sure the story doesn't go away, and sadly, in many ways, it's revisited about once a year when the killer is up for parole. Well, Cheryl is joining us this afternoon. It's always a pleasure to welcome her. Cheryl, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Actually, today is my rebirth day, so I turned 37 today.
I'm hoping you are getting the most amazing cake for this rebirth day, because it's a gift and a blessing that we've still got you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, and I can't tell you, a big part of the reason that I survived point-blank range getting shot from 3 to 5 feet in the head with a .357 Magnum with a .38 caliber load was the community support, the support of my brothers and sisters in blue, my friends, my family, and that support is what it's all about. People have been calling, texting, reaching out to me all day. And they know it's a rough day for me. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Thankful to be alive. I vividly remember the doctor saying, he was telling a group of interns why I was going to die. If I make it through the night, I'm home free. But he didn't think I was going to make it. And he's telling them, and I'm on life support. And you can heal when you're on life support. You just can't respond. I'm laying there on life support listening to why I'm going to die. 24 years old, police guards on my door, this guy who's wanted for killing his wife, his sister-in-law, his best friend, and attempting to kill a Hanover County deputy, then he's tried to kill me. He's still out and on the loose. And I want to be really clear that what I'm saying today, it's not all about me. I want to take a minute and just say, you know, this is for the family of Gene Whitaker Woodfin, his wife, Susan Hall, his sister-in-law, and his best friend, who ironically was a Goosling County Deputy Sheriff's son, Frank Gavin Jr. In addition to Bubba.
Yeah.
But I want us to never, ever forget the lives that were lost.
Yep.
This man has never shown any remorse, said he was sorry, To this day, he states that he was being tortured by a group of men in the woods when these crimes happened.
Now, Cheryl, I, of course, we've shared this story. You've shared this story many times on the program, and I hope I've reminded everybody of what happened. But here's the part that most of us, particularly in this political season, are appalled by, and that is that the killer, and I honestly, I don't even want to use his name because I just don't think he deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as you or Bubba Warsham or his victims or anything else. But this killer comes up for parole, and the fear that we all have is that this insane parole board that we've seen in the past could very well say, yeah, sure, let him go.
Well, Jeff, what concerns me more is a lot of people forget that next year, they're going to be emptying the prisons.
Right.
Okay? This legislation that was passed by the Democrats, and it is to give incarcerated individuals 15 days off of their sentence for every 30 served,
right,
which would reduce about a 10-year sentence to a little over 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm quoting from an article from the Virginia Mercury.
Yep.
That was published exactly 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
That article is written by Ned Oliver, and he shares that they did a delayed enactment, given a date of January 2022 to give the DOC time to reprogram their computer system. Initially, the bill would have excluded, and I quote, inmates convicted of a handful of serious violent offenses, including first and second degree murder, kidnapping, robbery, rape. The list was expanded to include the most violent criminal acts.
Right.
Well, my biggest fear is if Terry McAuliffe gets back in there again to the seat of governor, that he might say, no, it needs to be for everybody, because that's what the Democrats initially wanted.
Right.
I know somebody who works in the prison system, and they will have 30 inmates approximately left when this bill goes into effect. So it shut down the prisons.
Right.
It's released everybody. The restrictions they put on this bill, and I quote, narrowed the number of prisoners who would currently qualify for the credits from 32,000 to 14,693. 14,693 inmates.
Yep.
1,380 are going to be eligible for immediate release,
right,
because they're going to go back and give them retroactive time off for good behavior.
It's outrageous.
So, let me tell you, Terry McAuliffe hasn't reached out to me. He doesn't care about me as a victim or my story, and my story was pretty high profile.
That's right.
Woodson came up for parole again this year, and it was denied this year, but every 1 to 3 years, myself and the family members, we have to go back to the parole board and rip those wounds wide open and relive the horrific events that took place from October 24th to October 26th, 1984. I don't sleep well. I'm locked, I'm loaded, I got a security system, I got a dog. You know, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of people that are incarcerated that should be considered for parole, but they're not the ones that are getting it.
Right.
Last year, you know, they let the worst of the worst out. And I can't not mention Richmond police officer Michael Connors, and I know you're very familiar with that case.
Yeah.
He was 23. Yeah. He was shot and killed by Vincent Lamont Martin, who was a parolee and was with three other parolees. They had just robbed a 7-Eleven. Mike Connors stopped the vehicle for going the wrong way down a one-way street. Yep. The robbery call hadn't even come out yet. They got a big $20. Officer Connors is approaching the vehicle. Martin gets out, shoots him. Then he not only shoots him, he goes over and reportedly puts the barrel of a .357 Magnum 1 inch from his head and empties the chamber. And he's eligible. He's out on parole. Where is the justice? And you know what really bothers me? There were several complaints that were sent to the Office of the State Inspector General. The whistleblower got fired.
That's right.
The person who said, wait a minute, this is what we found. The parole board violated policy, procedure, and state code. Victims weren't notified. Commonwealth attorneys weren't notified. Surviving family members weren't notified. They just kicked these people loose.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you what it's like to be a victim.
No, I appreciate you being here. I always do. That's Cheryl Nietzsche, Richmond police officer, today celebrating her 37th rebirthday. We wish her a happy rebirthday. She was shot in the head. She was shot in the head after this lowlife went and killed his wife, his sister-in-law, his best friend, attempted to kill Hanover County Sheriff Bubba Warsham, and then went down and tried to kill Richmond police officer Cheryl Nietzsche. These are the sorts of folks that Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats think should be released. Call me crazy. I disagree. It's 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.